All right, welcome to Leaf and Let Die. Today we're doing a very special edition. Not only do we have sweet tea, pure leaf, real brewed tea from a company which is not listed anywhere on the bottle, but we have an honest-to-God British person. Say hello.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Hello.
Kathy's with us, and of course, our control group, Sarah.
Hi.
All right. So, as we always start with this Leaf and Let Die episodes, we're going to start by talking about science fiction. Now, I was recently reading the works of a certain... Oh, wait, is this Unilever?
Yep.
Oh, awesome. So this is responsible for killing many little baby seals. Speaking of killing baby seals, who here saw my favorite movie of the year so far?
And that would be what?
Pacific Rim.
I was going to say it was a toss-up between that and Sharknado, but...
Oh, Sharknado wasn't a film. Sharknado was a cultural movement. I mean, Sharknado was basically, you know, what
was it a cultural touchstone?
Yeah, more or less. It was our Woodstock, only with slightly more drugs.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, did you see Sharknado?
No, I haven't.
Okay, first off, Ian Ziering is making a giant comeback.
Is he really?
And if 90210 needed to happen today, he's the guy who's going to make it happen. And second, there is a part where a shark is jumping at him and he uses a chainsaw with which to slice it open the long way.
Yes. I've heard about that.
It was awesome. Oh, Linda's looking at me like she's judging me.
That's what she does.
She's all judgy.
She is judgy. But you need that.
I probably do.
You need that to know life. Anyways.
Yes. So, I was reading this weekend a book by a gentleman by the name of Robert Heinlein. Now, I occasionally do need the bile to come to the back of my throat. It's how I keep thin. But it was dark, because it was Stranger in a Strange Land.
Yes.
Then I realized something. In the 60s, this might have been shocking. In the 2000s, it's bacon.
Yes,
it is.
Wow. That's profound.
Mind blown.
Profound.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, first off, it was awful. I mean, it was just terrible.
So you think, back here...
And just sort of Linda nearly spewed.
Can you hand me my quote-unquote tea? Thank you.
Oh, yes, we should probably...
Floral tea.
Yes.
Floral tea.
It's pink.
Ooh, it smells good.
Mm.
I like things that smell good.
Did you just smell the bottle?
Mm-hmm. No, I smelled that.
Oh, yeah.
I have a powerfully developed nose and sense of entitlement.
Yeah, you're an olfactory ninja.
I am totally writing that on my tombstone. Chris Garcia, colon, olfactory ninja. Either that or I'm making a movie starring Kurt Thomas.
Not Kurt Russell?
No. Well, Kurt Russell's America's greatest living actor.
He is.
Since, of course, Kevin Swayze. Or not Kevin.
Patrick.
Patrick Swayze. Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well, I can see how you can confuse the two.
Yes.
You never see them together.
That's right. Thank you.
So... The tea.
So the tea, again, as we said, is a Unilever product. I will now read to you the description. Congratulations! You picked real brewed, that's in italics, iced tea, which means it's brewed from real, all caps, tea leaves, picked at their freshest, never from powder or concentrate, all in parentheses, like other iced teas. Period on the outside of the parentheses. And it's sweetened, proper use of the apostrophe, with real sugar. Actually, everything in here is real and natural.
And loaded with sugar.
Probably. So enjoy the pure and fresh taste of tea, comma, straight from the leaf to the bottle. Just the way nature intended.
See, when I think of Unilever, I don't think of tea, I think of soap.
Yeah, I totally think of, do they? They don't do Simple Green. They do that one with the smells good.
Soiling Green?
They do Soiling Green, now with more girl. All right. So I'm now opening it.
Okay. So what does this have to do with Robert Heinlein?
I'll explain when you're older.
Okay.
All right.
Bacon? Wait.
Wow.
Where am I?
That actually smells like tea. Take a smell.
Vaguely.
Our British person will now smell.
It smells like cold tea.
Yes, it does.
There's a different.
See, this is why we need a British person for this. So she can actually give out like the important parts that we need to know.
Well, I was just thinking it was the Douglas Adams, something not quite entirely unlike tea.
Yes.
That's true. You might not know this. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, more than 30 years old. To give you an idea, when I was born, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was at least 8 years old.
That's,
wait, I might have that backwards.
Because I was going to say, I think Hitchhiker's Guide came out the same year I was born.
And you were born?
In 1978-ish?
Do you need to check your Facebook to figure
that out? Yes, it was the 70s. We were all on drugs.
All right, I'm going to take a sip.
Don't do it!
Now I'm going to give it to our official Brit. Mm-hmm. The official Brit of Leaf and Let Die.
I don't know. Do I have to drink it too?
Yes, you must.
It's cold!
I need to rinse out before I have a drink.
It is a vaguely tea-like product.
Yes. There is a smack of tea to the flavor of this. Now, here's my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite television program of the 1980s?
That's a very good question. And I wish I'd have
something. Vaguely tea-like.
No, that's the whole point of this thing.
Yeah. Ooh.
Mork and Mindy.
Well, my favorite of the time or my favorite in retrospect?
Excellent question. The answer is yes. There's like a
you might have to come back to me on that.
There's like a flavor on this thing that I can't.
There is definitely an aftertaste.
Jesus, H Tap Dancing Crisis is terrible. We had this tea. The first tea, the third tea we drank was basically it was a licorice spice tea. It was exactly like sucking on a tea bag full of licorice. And hatred.
Yeah,
it was awful.
That sounds about right.
It cleared out my sinuses by way of my rectum. It was awful.
Whoa, that's pretty good. I can tell you what my favorite TV show of the 1980s was.
I'm going to guess Facts of Life.
Close, actually. Yeah, pretty good. You read that meme, though, that I
No.
I'm just in tune. I see. Well, I would say, actually, Mork and Mindy, pretty much.
Mork and Mindy was a good show. Yeah. Jonathan Winters was in it.
Was he now?
Now he's dead.
Yes, he
is. Yeah, thanks a lot for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He played the son of Mork and Mindy.
Did he really?
And I can't remember what his name was.
I'll have to Google this.
Zonk?
The Google.
The Google? You might not know this. Google has a website.
TheGoogle.com.
TheGoogle.com. I hear they also registered for the old people, TheGoogle.AOL.
it's like Facebook.AOL.
Yes, yeah. Facebook.AOL. Dot what? Also, I just like using dots and things. I don't think we do that enough.
And things.
Okay, I think we've given her enough time. What's your favorite?
My favorite is, and I would, I make this decision based on the biggest influence on me. This
Fair
is
enough.
The show of which my grandfather made a video of me as the star at the age of six. It was The New Adventures of Wonder Woman.
Oh, yes, excellent. Very good.
Complete with the change with the taking the film and scratching to make it.
But was that 1980s or 70s?
That was
just 80s.
Okay.
I believe it went off the air in 1980.
Okay.
Although
that does
when
count.
You saw it, it may have been 5 to 7 years later.
Well, it would have been 1980, 81.
Okay.
But it was like Saturday night, 6 years old, 6 p.m. I was there. My first crush was Linda Carter.
That's a seminal moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and I still have that dark hair, blue eyes thing.
No.
And see, that's funny, because for me, my first crush, and this will sound weird, was because of Best Little Whorehouse in Texas and 9 to 5. It was
Dolly
Parton.
My first crush?
Mm-hmm.
Optimus Prime. I was a troubled child.
Yeah, I could imagine. Now, had it been like Omnicron, so it would have been like the voice of Orson Welles, I'd understand.
Okay.
Orson Welles, my second crush.
Yes.
But wait.
You know, I see.
What
qualities was
it particularly in Optimus Prime that were attracted to you?
The strong, silent type.
Okay.
The strong, silent, transforming
like
robot
Thanos,
type.
Right. It was that, you know, that little, like, the face, too. It was a really good face.
So you're attracted to robots.
Pretty much. That was my boyfriend jumping in there.
That was Francis, of course. Francis, by the way, might not know this, killer for the CIA. Very few people realize it.
Assassin.
and Shoemaker in his free time.
Yeah. God, this tea is awful.
It is pretty gross.
Oh, it's awful.
It does kind of taste like soap. That's the aftertaste.
That's the aftertaste. It's soap. Aftertaste. We are tasting a fine Unilever product. This is integrated marketing.
Yes.
Yeah, we have all this soap stuff left over. What do we do?
No, it's the wastewater.
Well, yeah, it's made in a factory
where soap is
there may be soap.
I think this is the type of tea we threw into the harbor when y'all were trying to keep us down.
Y'all being the operative word.
Yeah. If I were to diagram that sentence in the center, it would be y'all. And off it would be an understood you all.
But that tea was not cold. Until you threw it in.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm looking at the ingredients here.
You love ingredients.
Yeah, the ingredients are really interesting. It says, brewed tea, sugar, citric acid, please recycle, manufactured by independent producers for the Pepsi/Lipton Tea Partnership, purchase, New York, 10577, copyright Lipton, a division of Unilever. So that's actually all right there under the ingredients. It totally is. I'm not lying.
Its caffeine content is 25 milligrams per 8 fluid ounces.
Also, that isn't that much, is it?
No. Well, let me see. I think Dr. Pepper is 200 milligrams?
I don't know. I haven't drank Dr. Pepper since the 80s.
That was a great decade. Some good television.
Yes,
in the 80s.
There really was.
You know what my favorite television from the 1980s was?
What?
That's Incredible.
I vaguely remember that.
John Davidson, Kathy Lee Crosby, Fran Tarkenton. How can you go wrong?
You'll have to give me a synopsis because this is not something that...
Did it make it over the over the Atlantic?
That's Incredible was sort
it wasn't
of...
that incredible for them.
But yes. It was sort of a combination of people doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm a guy who can pound a nail into my nose.
Yeah. Oh, that's right!
Yes!
Yes! It was like the Gong Show, sort of.
Well, no, but then there was... The other side was there was all the, like, ghost stories and incredible happenings and weird coincidence stuff. And it was, and then they also, at the end, taught a lesson. And that was really the key. The best one was, you shouldn't have animals in glass containers and then knock on the glass containers.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I learned that.
Oh, really? Ah. Why? What's the moral of the story?
Well, if you do that, animals, like, go crazy.
And they jump out and become radioactive and kill you? Is that how, like, Gojira happens?
No, this is, this is bringing it all into, actually, no, I take that back. That's not my favorite.
You know what my favorite is?
Mm.
You can't do that on television.
You know, I never watched that.
You are a traitor to your generation.
And
actually,
you
you're
are
slightly
surprised
older.
By
you're slightly older than me, so probably not actually your generation. Never mind.
Now, see, my
you're a traitor to my generation.
Yes.
Traitor.
Traitor.
L.A. Law. That's the best TV show
really?
In the 1980s. I loved
really?
L.A. Law. I did. Great hair, moral ambiguity, Harry Hamlin. It was like all the good parts of Clash of the Titans without Bubo.
Yeah, I was too into Alf at the time.
Alf was awesome. So
Alf
kicked
ass.
I wrote an article about Alf being updated for the 2000s, so Joss Whedon was writing it.
Oh,
he didn't look all cute and cuddly, he was like evil. And the family was Jewish. So all the things that needed to be
they
changed.
They were already kind of ambiguously Jewish.
They were,
yeah.
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, the whole eating cats thing was done graphically instead of comically.
Yeah.
You know, I had all the bases covered.
You know, I tried watching Elf probably 5 or 6 years ago, and it was literally the worst show I had ever seen.
That's not true.
But when I was 8, the best show I had ever seen.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm terrified to go back and watch, like, The Facts of Life. I know, it'll just break my heart.
See, The Facts of Life, though, you have the Alan Thicke theme song.
You have, you take the good,
you
take
the
bad,
you
take
them
it all,
both.
And there you
there
have,
you have. Facts of
The
Life.
Facts of Life.
And you have early George Clooney.
You do, I know. Okay, I have to say my first girl crush was on Joe from The Facts of Life. She was awfully butch.
So you'll have to give me a synopsis of this show, too, because this is also something
that
didn't make
it to Britain. So, yes. The Facts of Life was a 3-stage program.
Yes.
The first stage was, it was a girls' school in New England, I think.
Something like that.
Run by Mrs. Garrett, featuring Holly Hunter, Molly Ringwald, and a whole bunch of precocious kids. Then they got older, and they went to a
How precocious on a scale of 0 to 5?
0 to fame?
I would say about 8.
I would say about an 8.
Yeah, not quite fame, but no. Close.
It's beyond Punky Brewster, but not too much.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Punky Brewster.
I love Punky Brewster.
My girl, Punky.
Yes. I met her.
Did you really?
Yes. During Salam her boobular phase.
Yeah, before she had the reduction.
Before she had the reduction.
You guys had Punky Brewster.
No.
No. Oh, Jesus.
I was getting to that.
Jesus. Okay, all the really good, like, shows of our youth did not make it over there.
We had Cheers, we had the Cosby Show, all the mainstream stuff.
But that was Punky was pretty mainstream. Yeah,
Bill Cosby Show was good.
Bill Cosby Show, definitely good.
But they also had television programs that we didn't get.
That's true.
There
like,
was that one
Are
that,
You Being Served?
No, we got that. We just didn't get it. You know what's great about podcasts? You really can't see the quotes.
That was the air quotes. There were big air quotes happening.
Gigantic
right there.
Ones there. Actually, you might have been able to hear them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shoemaking going on around here.
I want to comment
feels like
on
Taiwan.
I want to comment on Chris's shoes. Chris's shoes
better than Bangladesh.
So no, I have to talk about Chris's shoes right now. He's not wearing them, so I'm holding them in my hands, which is probably I don't know. I'm going to turn radioactive or something. But so they are painted like the TARDIS with the police call box literature on the front, and then the little like tongue portion of the shoe is actually 10th Doctor's suit. It's very cute.
Yes.
And there are stars on the heel.
There are indeed stars on the heel.
And
only you guys could see
also?
This. Well, there was a comet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take a photo and place it upon the site.
Ye olde website.
Ye olde website, yes. You know what's great about websites?
What is that?
That they give me an excuse to use my slashes.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the entire thing. The web is useless otherwise.
You know what else?
Hmm.
I hump the TARDIS. The TARDIS.
The TARDIS.
The real TARDIS. Not that shit that they, like, trot out for, you know, cons and shit like that. Like, BBC Studios, back lot, in a hallway, the TARDIS. I humped it.
Sounds like a Clue thing.
Yeah, it does. Now see, for me, that is akin to, I had a project for several years where I wanted to lick things.
Yeah.
So I have licked a John Singer Sargent painting.
You did not!
I did!
You did not!
I did!
Which one?
What's her name? It was the one that was actually...
Madame X?
No. The one at the National Museum of American Art. The pink one with the weird ring.
Oh, I don't know that one. It's not Madame X.
No.
That's or the mom.
No, not the mom. That was one of the famous ones. You think they'd let me post those?
I would lick Madame X.
Oh, who wouldn't lick Madame X? Thank you.
I have licked the ballerina by Degas.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
The statue.
Yes.
At MFA. And what was the other one?
And they let you out alive.
Yes. Oh, and a couple of different Pollocks. But
oh, well, everybody's licked a Pollock.
I don't think that's true. That, honestly, I'm not kidding you here. That was like the most disgusting thing I've ever
seen. Oh, actually, everybody has licked Pollocks. Sorry.
Oh, fair enough, yes.
Yeah.
Then the other one was one of the...
don't worry about that.
The copies of the Gutenberg Bible.
You
did. I didn't lick, but I very, very deeply sniffed along the crease.
Do you have a little straw?
That's some good stuff.
Johannes, you are my man. Yeah, work at the Smithsonian, you get to do a lot of fun stuff, and that
that's
was
right. Good. You interned there.
I did intern there.
Yeah.
That's a little close.
I'm jealous.
Don't be. Although it is fun.
Yeah.
Oh no, I also did lick a Kermit.
Which, come on, that's
a Kermit the Frog.
As Kermit the Frog.
One Kermit the Frog.
Yes.
Not multiple Kermits.
No. A singular Kermit. By the way, that's a great name for a novel.
By the way, our Brit went running away.
Oh, I'm coming back.
Oh, she's getting water to wash off the taste of our...
Soapy Unilever tea.
Soapy Unilever tea.
Yeah.
God, this is bad.
As he takes another drink.
I'm going to be taking stories home about that.
Well, you know, at least we recognize how bad it is. But then again, we are also educated.
You are Anglophiles. So,
Anglophiles, yeah.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes,
I don't like the British.
You don't like the Belgians.
No, no, fuck that the Belgians. Let me tell you about the Belgians. Those cheese-melting, cuckoo-clock-having bastards.
They're not the cheese-eating surrender monkeys, though. Like
No. No, they build walls to try and prevent surrendering, that the then Germans go around, because the Germans, they understand around.
What did I just do?
Hey, Yelp!
I touched something and Yelp happened. Jesus.
Watch it, he'll rate this thing.
I will totally rate your basement.
Yes, Sarah's basement.
For a while I was doing an art piece where I would rate closed restaurants on Yelp. They got very angry at me.
That was an art project?
Yes, it was. So I
Nobody understood.
And no one understood. Mm-hmm. Hey, in my own lifetime, I'm really not understood.
Yeah, it's way too conceptual for most people.
Yes. Now, Costume College is coming up.
Yes, it is.
I'll be there.
Yes, I know.
I'm very excited.
That talk about fantastic. Touchstone cultural moment.
Yes, exactly. I'll actually...
is this one of your tour of conventions?
Yes.
Your tour and documentary making?
No, this is not one of the official conventions, because it's college. Because
it isn't really a con.
And really, no one wants to document college, if you think about it.
Actually?
Actually, mine might have been pretty fun. Now that I think about it.
There's a lot of good shit happening in a college.
There's a lot of stuff I just don't remember. That would be nice to have a video of. Yes. But no, the next one we're doing is in that state that looks like Texas.
Ah.
San Antonio, the World Con.
I have only ever been to San Antonio.
San Antonio's a nice city.
Yes, it is.
I've been to Austin, really nice. I've been to Dallas.
You know that the really, really crazy thing about San Antonio is the Alamo? It's very small. It's literally the size of my basement.
And it's funny because it doesn't have a basement.
No.
We established that in that film.
Yeah.
Wait. Schindler's List.
Yes, Schindler's List. I was wondering what that
Have
was.
I told you I'm making a sequel to Schindler's List?
What's it called?
Schindler's List 2 Up in Smoke. It's a Cheech and Chong movie. It'll be great. Okay, making that joke officially.
You're going to hell.
I've said far worse today.
That was pretty good, though.
You really have to. On that one, it's all about timing.
Yeah.
Anytime after 1945, and it's funny.
Yes. Just barely.
Just though. Barely, yeah. What, too soon?
Little. Yeah. Pretty sure 70, 60, whatever you, so, a little too soon for that.
Yes. All right, so now that you've explained The Adventures of Wonder Woman, which is one of my favorite television programs, Linda Carter, by the way, was in a film that was absolutely awful.
Yes.
Directed by a guy I know who is Nicolas Cage's brother. Mm-hmm. And so she came for the world premiere. And she was so drunk, people around her were getting contact wasted. It was incredible the amount she drank.
Really?
Yes. And she also was more drama than Marina Sirtis, who was also there that
day. Wow. Well, I have a question. Was it just being in close proximity to a cage?
That could be.
Yeah, because, I mean, are you sure the contact, alcohol? Never mind.
Okay, and the great thing is Nicolas Cage is very talented. His brother, Chris Coppola, is a talentless hack of the ultimate hacky variety. And this is me saying that.
Yeah, really?
Good
to know.
Just absolutely wretched.
What has he done?
He did this vampire movie.
Was that shit-tastic?
Yeah.
One that Nick Cage was in?
Yes.
Oh, I hated that. Okay, what was that called? It wasn't like Vampire's Kiss or something.
Vampire's
like that.
Kiss. Yes, that's exactly
what it was. Oh, God, that was the worst movie.
Worst movie ever.
Worst.
Worst.
Hands down.
Terrible.
Shit.
So how fares England?
England fares well. It has recently had the most incredible heat wave. It is just the mood in the country. Nobody knows how they're ever going to cope. It is just people are dropping dead around the country. It is in the low 80s.
Oh, you
and the country is coming to yeah. And the country is coming to a standstill.
Wow.
I didn't even hear about that. James never tells me anything.
No, see, the reason we didn't hear about it was because America's been all a titter about the whole heir to the throne business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that whole George Alexander Lewis thing.
George Alexander Lewis flippant.
Is it Louis or Lewis? That's what I want to know.
It's Lewis, isn't it?
I would assume that's the English pronunciation, but you know.
I thought it was E-W.
E-W?
I thought it was L-E-W-I-S.
I said it would be Louis, because Louis is more of an American.
Yeah, I thought Louis would be
Interesting choice for the British royal family.
Well,
that's true.
Al, you know, I get the yeah. Where's the Louis come from? That's the part that I kind of confuses me.
Well, you know, England owned France at one point.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
briefly.
No, for a long time. Well, okay, in their eyes.
I don't know about that. Yeah, there was this discrepancy over who owned who.
Yeah, because there was a whole Brittany. There was a whole Brittany thing, and
I hate Brittany, man.
Yeah, fucker.
Bastards.
Hey. You know, even worse though, the Isle of Man.
Oh, God.
You give them a style of cat, and they think they own the world.
Seriously?
Piss me off.
Little cats jump
like
a bunny.
They have a motorcycle race as well.
They do?
And people die.
Really?
So
that's
yeah.
hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It is hardcore.
Okay. That, in many ways, though, that still makes me feel like, you know, the French invented parkour. And, you know, the Manx have a bicycle race.
Yeah.
A bicycle race.
It's a motorbike race, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a type of
people don't die as often on bicycles. Well, I suppose it does happen.
People don't die as often on bicycles. That is the name of my next novel. It's going to be a coming-of-age story about a bicycle and the boy who dies on it.
It's ironic.
No, it's not irony.
It's not.
No. It's surreality.
Oh. Surrealistic Pillow.
Yes. Surrealistic Pillow.
Best album ever. Ish. I don't know, maybe. At least for like 1967.
I love 1967.
I think it was 67. Maybe it was 68. I could be way off on that. Jefferson Airplane.
You know what's great about Jefferson Airplane? They still play today.
You know what's great about Jefferson Airplane? Grace Slick.
Yeah.
Do you know,
yeah.
I once asked Grace Slick what her motto is. If she had a motto, what would it be?
What would it
and
be?
And she said... She said she once met this guy in an AA meeting who said to her, everything's going the way it's supposed to go, otherwise it'd be going some other way. And she decided to tell her that because
that's way too profound.
It's a pretty good motto.
And too positive.
And second thing, Grace Slick, like remembering that, that's really impressive.
Yeah.
Well, she's more into the whole panda thing now, isn't she?
Freaking pandas.
What?
She's into like panda rescue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's rescuing all the pandas of Canada.
Oh.
Great.
Yeah. Pandas of Canada. That's a good band.
Pandas of Canada. I would totally listen. You know, it's sort of like an emo, like, post-punk thing going
shoegazer
on.
Shoegazer kind of.
You know, long spoken word section in the middle of their songs.
Yeah.
It's sort of like Ride meets the Sex Pistols, but with John S. Hall doing vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I kind of went all over the board on that one.
Project that comes for Sarah after.
Oh, yeah. By which you are the manager, Chris.
I'm aware of this.
Yes, we will. We will at some point costume it. If you get, what is it, Worldcon? Worldcon coming to Finland.
I love Finland.
Finland.
You know I love Finland.
Not
you know,
Belgium.
Your country is having Worldcon next year.
What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in London.
In London at the XL Center.
Sign me up.
You should go.
I should go.
I remember the year about 15 years ago when we had Gen Con at my university.
Interesting.
And the special guest was Claudia Christian.
Really?
And the night they had the big Saturday night party, our entertainments people were so security conscious and so like fond of themselves and their own importance. That they actually managed to not let her into the party.
Nice, nice.
Good old British hospitality.
In a rage.
I'm going to assume in a huff.
Yes, in a huff, in a considerable huff, as I heard it. So yes, we were the university who wouldn't let Claudia Christian in.
That's hilarious.
I like that.
Students Union.
I like that a lot. You know what's great about that story?
What?
It's believable.
Yeah, it's true. It's totally true.
Well, a lot of true things aren't believable.
Yeah, true.
Like that thing that happened to you that one time.
Yeah, that sucked.
It really did. It did, totally.
It was
Damn.
The worst thing that ever happened to me. What the hell are we talking about?
I'm assuming we're talking about the time that we were all murdered, but maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, man, that really sucks.
Because this is like the worst afterlife in history.
Seriously, I'm in a basement, for God's sake. And it's hot down here. Mine hell. This might just be hell.
And on that note, we have to do the most important part of the podcast. Darjeelings Are Forever, a discussion of James Bond villains and tea.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, the most important of the James Bond villains, I think, is my personal favorite. It's James Bond himself.
Yeah.
Because really, this is all a story about how Bond is the bad guy destroying the world.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Because I identify with Ernst Stoffel Blofeld. Mm. So if you were James Bond, what tea would you drink? We'll start with Sarah.
Darjeeling.
Correct.
Thank you.
Kathy.
I think he might switch to Earl Grey after retirement, but that would depend on whether he actually retires.
Ooh. Now you bring up the question. Is James Bond just one guy or several guys?
That's the big question.
And my theory on that is...
Or is it a Doctor Who thing? It is a kind of a Doctor Who thing.
It is.
We just don't get to see his regeneration?
Yeah.
It sucks.
You know, we never do see Bond and Who in the same room.
Yeah.
Well, see, have you heard my theory?
No.
I want to do a steampunk James Bond movie with David Tennant as the Doctor.
I would watch the shit out of that.
As James Bond.
I would still watch the shit out of that.
I would as well.
Can you write a scene where I get to make out with him?
I could. It'll probably end up on the cutting room floor.
But I don't care because I get to make out with him.
And you still get to run for Congress.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Yes.
But you'd have to change your name to Carla Danger.
Carla Danger.
That's a good one. What? All right. Well, we have recorded a full half an hour of silliness. So now, last thoughts on Unilever's sweet tea, real brewed tea, pure leaf.
It's shit.
If I never see it again, it will be too soon. The boxes, so probably going to be okay, but.